Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Volnick with the guys on The Fan, getting you ready now for Draft Daily. We go around the league, talk to reporters and members covering the teams all across the NFL, trying to get a feel for what they might do in the draft, where today we're going to take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars and try to get a feel for what they're doing at number five, sitting below probably the threshold for Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. And with that, let's go out to the Olmstead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers the team for Jacksonville Jaguars on SI. He's John Chipley. He joins us now. John, how's it going?
I'm doing fantastic, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm also doing well. I mean, but before I get into any of the questions on the draft, I have to ask you, can I get a quick check on the availability of Trevor Lawrence? I'm in the market. Listen, the Browns are in the market. I'm looking for a quarterback. If there's anything I can do, might sign around the number two pick. You can have 2 and 5. I'll take the QB.
Hey, I for like those wondering, you know, what they would hear from the Jaguars if they called about Trevor Lawrence. Are you interested in dial tone? Because I think that's about as far as they'd go. Like when that Steelers thing, you know, came up randomly, you know, while they were in the middle of their general manager search, you know, somebody, you know, inside the organization, you know, I was talking to even was like, you know, we don't even have a general manager to trade him. Plus, he has a no trade clause in his contract. It's not like he's just, you know, waving that for no reason. So definitely not something I see coming up anytime soon.
It's worth a shot, John. It's always worth a shot.
I understand.
when my options come down to, hey, do you want to pay Kirk Cousins the contract that he's on? Carson Wentz, Kenny Pickett, or draft one? I think it's worth a shot.
I don't blame you.
Let's just start off taking a review of sort of last year. Obviously, to get to the number five pick, similarly to the Browns at two, something had to go wrong last year. What was the issue, you think, mainly that went down in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I think they really just, you know, outside the obvious issues that plague most teams that end up picking the top five, like injuries, especially at quarterback, that all played a role. But I think at the end of the day, the message just stopped getting across from Doug Peterson and his crew. I think when the Jaguars weren't able to pull themselves out of that slump in 2023, the last thing they needed was for, you know, that it was frankly the worst collapse in the NFL that season. The last thing they needed was for that to bleed into 2024. And it definitely seemed like they carried it over into the season. You go back to week one against Miami. They're about to take a multiple, you know, touchdown lead on the Dolphins. Travis Etienne fumbles within a yard or two of the end zone. Next play, Tyreek Hill scores an 80-yard touchdown, and the season basically snowballs from there. And it definitely felt like every time the Jaguars, you know, were hit with adversity, they just kind of crumbled. And they never seemed like they were able to pick themselves up from the year before. I mean, they had an NFL record of one-score losses. They lost, you know, double-digit games by just a score. So they were in these games. They just could not figure out a way to win. I think a big reason is they just noticed that, you know, what they were doing and what they were trying to accomplish just wasn't working. And that dated back to even the season before.
John, I had started off by mentioning the fact that it feels like drafting at five, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, most of where we look right now, those two would be off the board by the time that five came around. And obviously bringing in Liam Cohen to man the entire team, offensive mind. Does it feel like the Jaguars are going offense at number five or addressing more defensive issues in your mind?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough spot in this draft class because, like, not only are you missing out on, you know, the clear blue chip talent in Travis Hunter and to a, in my opinion, slightly lesser degree at Abdul Carter, but there's also this quarterback class. It doesn't feel like many teams are going to be desperate enough to want one of these quarterbacks that they're going to want to move up to number five. So the Jaguars are kind of in that weird gray area where, you know, you're not quite getting the blue chip guys, but you're also, you know, not many teams are wanting to use your pick for you either. So I think that's probably going to come down to a trench pick, whether that's offensive or defensive remains to be seen. I don't think that they operate in the sense that, you know, just because they have Liam Cohen, an offensive-minded head coach, et cetera, and obviously a lot of money at Trevor Lawrence, that they necessarily have to use this pick on the offense. But to me, the two names that I've been coming down to the most and the two names that I think they're the most smoke around are Will Campbell and Mason Graham. It remains to be seen if Will Campbell actually get past number four and be there. But as of right the second, my guess is one of those two will be a Jaguar in a couple weeks.
Does it feel like, and obviously I know that Trevor Lawrence dealt with the injuries and everything, but was protection in Jacksonville something that fans, reporters, everyone latched onto, is something that was clearly missing last season?
Yeah, it's something that's kind of been missing throughout his career. You'll see some wonky metrics, you know, out there about the Jaguars, say pass pro win rate or something like that. But they really turned their offense into a get the ball out of Trevor Lawrence's hand as quickly as humanly possible the last season and a half, just because it was clear they didn't trust their offensive line. But the biggest thing, it wasn't even protection necessarily. It was that teams knew they could tee off in terms of their pass rush on Trevor Lawrence because the Jaguars didn't offer him any support in the running game. Trevor is normally a very, kind of guarded person in press conferences. He very rarely criticizes. So when he does, you can tell that he's really making a conscious effort to do so. And shortly after the season ended, he was asked about the play calling. And he, you know, straight up said that their issue really was the lack of consistency in the running game because it takes so many other things away and made their offense predictable. So offensive line is definitely a unit they need to upgrade. They did sign four free agents, two of whom were expected to start, but I don't think with how Cohen saw the Buccaneers offensive line carry them last year and with Tony Boselli at the helm, I don't think the Jaguars would shy away from adding another offensive lineman.
John Shipley covering the Jaguars for Jacksonville Jaguars on SI. I'll get there. We'll get to the spot. Joining us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. I'd also throw out to you, drafting at five, you mentioned potentially missing out on sort of the top blue chip level talent and guys like Hunter and guys like Carter. Could the Jaguars be looking to trade up in the first round? Would they be considering a trade down? I know we touched on that. Is there either one of those that are appealing at the moment?
I think probably trade down for the Jaguars. I think that they just recognize that they have to overturn so much of this roster after, you know, Trent Baalke was pretty hit or miss in the draft, that they want as many picks as possible. They do already have a good amount of picks. They have 10 picks in the draft, four in the top 100. But I think they would welcome adding some more. Like, if you're trading down from top five, from the five spot this year, you're probably not getting a haul for it, but say like two third rounders maybe. I think that's something they could take to go down, you know, a few spots. Trading up, I
at Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Firmly believe the only player they would do it for is Hunter. I mean, Liam Cohen at the league meetings, you know, in South Florida last week was asked directly about Hunter in one interview. And he, you know, gave a very detailed answer on how he would be used if he was going to the Jaguars ecosystem, how they'd have a plan for both sides of the ball. So it's clearly something they've talked about. And I'm of the belief that, you know, if they had a chance to get Travis Hunter, they would sprint to the podium. But I don't think they're very willing to give up the picks that it would take to go from 5 to 2.
All right, John, I'll get you out of here on this. I'll ask you to plant your flag. Your best guess as it stands right now, Jaguars come on the clock at 5. They turn in the card. What's the name on it? Oh, this would be a terrible time to lose John. John, are you there? I have you.
Yeah, my bad.
No, all good.
No, I think Mason Graham. I think the stars align there in terms of value, in terms of fit, just in terms of how I think the top four is likely to fall. Obviously, anything can happen in the draft, but it just looks like they're going to be outside that range for, you know, top two non-quarterbacks. I think Mason Graham is going to be a Jaguar here in a few weeks.
All right. I like to hear it, John. I appreciate you. If anybody wants to check out John's work, they can do so on Jacksonville Jaguars on SI. Nailed it that time. But, John, I appreciate you setting aside the time and talking to us through that.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.